I'm resigned to the fact that society is tearing itself apart. However, even as things collapse around you, you don't have to follow that path of self-destruction. It's very important to isolate yourself from that, or really to differentiate your experience from the experience of society as a whole. In other words, just because society is collapsing doesn't mean that your future has to collapse with it. Society can really tear itself apart and still have many, many, not just survivors, but people who thrive as the new society is rebuilt after the collapse of the old society. You know, the current society in which we're living will be gone. The current systems are mostly not sustainable. You know, the current system of finance and debt, the current system of centralized political control from Washington, D.C., the system of the mass poisoning of the food supply, the system of big pharma medicine, all these systems and many more are going to collapse. We probably can't save, you know, the cities from collapsing. We probably can't stop the Civil War. We probably can't, you know, protect the planet from the mass ecological die-off that is underway right now. The fifth great mass extinction of our planet? It's underway right now. We can't stop that as individuals. There are so many powerful forces at work that are destructive, such as the pesticide industry or the, you know, the nuclear power industry and so on. We probably can't stop those things, but we can position ourselves to help rebuild a more meaningful society on the other side of all of this, a society that really is sustainable. And by the way, a society that will look very different from the way things look today, because so much of the so-called abundance that people think they're experiencing is really based on either debt or ecological destruction or overconsumption of limited resources. And so this quality of life that people talk about, this quality of life that people have come to think is normal in America, you know, you go to a store and there's 5,000 food products all wrapped in nice packaging, everything's ready to go, you can eat it, you know, these kinds of conveniences, or even just the fact that the power grid works and the internet works, all these things, these are things that we take for granted, and they may not be there in the long run, or they may be disrupted, or they may be very, very expensive. For example, you know, food, real food, or even energy, fuel. The price of a gallon of gas right now is dirt cheap as far as I'm concerned. It could cost 10 times that. The ability to buy things on credit, the ability to spend money you don't have, or live in a house you can't afford, or drive a car you can't really afford because you only have to make monthly payments on it. These kinds of things are probably going to disappear. And so the lifestyle that people are living today will also collapse, and it will become simpler. It will become less exotic. It will become more self-reliant. Ultimately, that's not a bad thing. I think it would be a very positive thing for people to have to live within their means, for people to be closer to their food, for food to be produced more locally instead of centralized mechanical agricultural farming hubs, which is what we have today, just based on pesticides and herbicides and synthetic nutrients and so on. Localized small-scale farming is the future of food. And so as events happen or unfold that lead to the collapse of the systems that we know today, there will be a learning experience across humanity, even an awakening experience, you might say. In some sense, you could even call it the silver lining. It would force people to get back to the basics of being a human being, living closer to nature, closer to your food, living a more sustainable lifestyle, not taking things for granted, not living on debt, you know, not living in virtual worlds, but living in reality. You know, because all these things that are virtual would collapse as well, like cryptocurrency, for example, or, you know, much of the false mirage of the stock market as it exists today. Many, many things would collapse, and there's a silver lining from that where humanity would mature a little bit. Because, you know, humans tend to only really evolve following pain and mistakes and tragedy. And sadly, you know, this is sort of what human beings, this is how they learn, sadly. And so the collapse itself is an opportunity for an infant species, which is humanity, to mature and move toward adulthood as a species, as a whole. Because, I mean, let's face it, we're not a very evolved species. We're very infantile, you know, still focused on a lot of tribalism, warring factions all over the place, and greed and profit and personal ego and all of that that drives most of the tragedies that we see in human society today. For humanity to evolve past that, humanity is going to have to probably endure some very serious tragedies and learn from those tragedies. So there's always an opportunity to learn, even when things are collapsing all around us, as they are going to do. If you focus on just the negative of the collapse that's coming, it can be very damn depressing. Even if things get horrifically bad, there's a silver lining. So always remember to tell yourself that out of this tragedy, there will be an opportunity for human consciousness to expand and to learn something important that can bless future generations. And whatever role that you can play in that as a participant in the, I don't know if you can say, the wisening of humanity, you can play a role in that. We all can. And that's where we can bless future generations with these gifts of awakening that have cost a tremendous amount of pain and suffering for humanity to go through. So keep all that in mind. Thank you for watching. If you want to support our mission, visit us at healthrangerstore.com for the world's largest selection of lab-verified superfood and nutritional products for healthy living. It's at healthrangerstore.com.